Y'all ready? Thank you,
sir.
Let's call to order the regular business meeting for the Bartlesville City Council for Monday, January the 3rd, 2011. The fourth item on the agenda, that is citizens to be heard. We have one person that has signed up tonight, Michael Schrader.
And I promise I will not take all 15 minutes, because normally you have a lot more. You didn't see me in December, but I'm here in January. I hope you all had a great New Year and great holidays. We did, and for the record, I'm Michael Schrader of 928 South Cherokee Avenue, but you all already know that, but this is just for the record because we have to do it that way. I don't know if you've ever seen this book. This is the Big Book of Signs. It's also known as the 2009 edition of the Manual Uniform Traffic Control Devices. It's an engineering thing. This book, between this book and its 2003 predecessor, had thousands of changes on it. A lot of the revisions are pretty dramatic of these changes. Like, for example, did you guys know that every single street name sign we have in Bartlesville is no longer in compliance with the Big Book? Which means that sometime in the future, in the next couple of years, we have to go and change every single street name sign in the city of Bartlesville. That's some of the profound changes that have happened in the Big Book. And this book has been hashed for a while. And if I were to ask you guys tonight, as a council, and I said, okay, I'm going to give you the Big Book, and you guys approve it right now, I don't think you guys would. And I would hope you wouldn't, because of the profoundness of the changes. But that's exactly what's happened. Charter changes. We were told to go to the polls. We go to the polls and we're told this list of profound changes to the city charter can be found in the local paper. Is it legal? Yeah. Very legal. Was it problematic? Yeah, because a lot of people don't get the paper. I'm one of them. So I really didn't know. I had to do a lot of digging and research to get this. My daughter had no idea, and she just kind of guessed and said, okay, I think I'm going to go with it. What the heck? Don't really know. It was like expecting people to approve a big book without really thoroughly vetting it. With the zoning changes that came through last month, I didn't know about that until the very day that the changes came through. Never had heard about it. Suddenly, I'm pulling down the changes, and there's a big book of changes all at once on our zoning code. Some of them people knew about. Some of them people didn't know about because of the subtlety. Again, it's like asking the citizens to approve a big book of changes without any notice to it. We've got the exact same issue on the roundabout. We had some changes. That's not exactly what the voters were asked to do, but nonetheless, we had some changes. And the problem is that we, the people, the citizens, are not given enough time to digest and vet and discuss these issues. And we have to have that time. The nice thing about the Big Book is that when engineering geeks like me and we make these changes, some of these changes have been percolating for 20 years. Lots of discussion, lots of research, lots of public opinion, lots of back and forth over the years between engineers who go out and discuss this all. And then when they're all said and done at the end of the day, they have a cup of coffee and say, I agree, but I disagree. But it's all documented. Anybody can go behind us on the Big Book and find out exactly what everybody did. And that everything was thoroughly researched, thoroughly vetted before dramatic changes like colors and sizes of street name signs were ever approved. It wasn't just some random thing where somebody said, I like bigger signs. Even though that's kind of been the misconception of the media, it was thoroughly researched for 20 years before someone finally said, hey, we need to do this, and we have overwhelming evidence to support this. In other words, it was objective. And in observing the city over the past year, I've started to notice some trends. And it's a trend of this kind of appearance, and I'm not saying it is. It's just an appearance to an outsider of a lack of objectivity. First, we had the whole Sonic thing that came across last summer. And words were exchanged on both sides. And both sides had valid points. But if you were a neutral observer, which I was at the time, I'm looking at it going, okay, I can understand why people were opposed. I can understand the appearance that things may not pass the smell test, and that's a problem. Then we had the whole thing in November about TSC coming in, and the other businesses coming in, and they're going, wait a minute, here, you're giving these guys money, you didn't give us money, something's rotten in Denmark, the conspiracy, corruption, and all that. No, not really, but again, it's an appearance, and that's a problem. Third, and I've already referred to it, is the let's make a bunch of changes to the zoning. And the big one was the C4 and the drive-through restaurant, because C4 exists in one place, and it's downtown. And if you're an outside observer looking at this, you're going, okay, this is a back way for Sonic to get into downtown. Couldn't do it the front way, so we're going to change zoning around, let Sonic go in. Was that the intent? I don't think so, but it sure looks a little bit funny. I don't think it's unreasonable as a citizen of a city the size of Bartlesville, where we all know each other. And let's face it, we're a small town. Everybody knows everybody. We're all friends. We're all part of the same community. I do not think it's unreasonable for anything that's profound, like a zoning change, that we spend 6, 8 months a year thoroughly vetting the ideas, thoroughly going through it bit by bit and going, do we need this part of it? Do we need this part of it? Is this going to look bad? What will the effects of this be? Because a lot of it, and you got a letter from me back in December, there's some things that I don't think people pulled out that would affect drainage and runoff and other obligations of property owners. These are good ideas that when you implement them over time may not be so good ideas at all. But it seems to me that we ramrodded this through. It was like suddenly we're going to change the zoning and because people want it, and all of a sudden it's passed. And it doesn't seem like people had a chance to thoroughly vet the issues. And when you're looking at it from the outsider or the naysayer perspective, they go, why the hurry? Why were we in such a rush to pass a zoning ordinance? Are we hiding something? Is there something going on? You know, what was the big rush? Why the rush to change zoning, especially that profound? Because I don't know about you, the idea of a laboratory downtown does not appeal to me. I'm eating my lunch. I don't want to have somebody messing with chemicals in the building next to me. Not only the noxious fumes, but the fact that they could blow the place up, and that's the end. You know, little things that we didn't all think about because it's like we were in a hurry. That's not what really is bothering me, though, about what's happened in the past year. The ultimate bad thing, hands down, the low light of what I saw any city function was the CarMax fiasco at the Planning Commission. You know, here we had a representative of the city, my representative, who is advocating throwing out a plan that the people bought off on for an auto dealer. No other justification except they bought this property and they can't use it unless we change the zoning. No. City staff are not advocates. They should never be advocates, ever. Once they become advocates, you lose all moral authority to lead. No one is going to believe city staff if city staff is out advocating a position. No one is going to believe it, because the next time that they're speaking truthfully and they go, this is really based on sound engineering or sound planning, people are going to go, well, CarMax or TSC or Sonic. You know, once you lose that credibility, that moral credibility to lead, you can't get it back. And that's the slippery slope that we're headed down. We are in danger of losing our credibility. And sadly, it's not just Bartlesville, but Tulsa with all their nonsense and some of their cities. We're looking to people outside Oklahoma like a bunch of backwoods amateurs here. And that's really sad. We look like we play nepotism. We look like we play favoritism. When I see the name of a family member of a council member on the Planning Commission wanting waivers to a planning code, that's alarming. Because I'm going, is this necessary or is this somebody who's using a family name to get waivers to the planning code? That should not be allowed. You guys should be above the fracas, the fray. You guys are better than we are. That's why we elect you to the position. If you looked at that Planning Commission meeting, what did we have? We had a city official who basically wasted my time and the commission's time with this pointless PowerPoint presentation over basically nothing, stuff that we already knew. So what do we have? We have people talking down to the citizens. They treat the citizens like we're stupid, and we're not. We're very intelligent. So I think for the new year, we need to make some resolutions.
Can we wrap this up in a couple of minutes?
This is my last thing. Okay. Our resolutions are from you guys and from the city staff. Don't give us a line of baloney. You know, if you want to build a road out to a ball field, say we're building a road out to a ball field, that's cool. I'll buy it. I like that idea. Great idea. Don't come up with sorry excuses or other excuses on why things have to be done. Tell us the truth. We are adults. We are voting citizens. We can handle the truth. That's why people get so angry. That's why they're angry about the roundabout. They thought they were getting a signalized intersection. They got a roundabout. Tell us the truth about it. We can handle it. Anything that looks like it doesn't pass the smell test, don't go there, because we don't want that. And from us, well, I can pledge for me. I can't pledge for anybody else. Bygones are bygones. We all make mistakes. We all do things that are, you know, we regret, and we're not going to do that. We're going to work hand in hand to build this community up, because we're an intelligent community. We're better than other communities around us, and we need to show everybody that we are the best. Thanks.
Thank you. That concludes the citizens to be heard portion of the agenda. Item number 5.